Don't say, get the dumps got now on a wagama gun deck. Fun with a cigasayan, egua.
Dallas Waskat, Natsiga Sun.
And yes, I'm joined again by Mr. Waskahad. We missed you last week, Mr. Waskahad.
Hey, yeah, katumps got now again. I just want to say I'm happy to be back. And gaskate we ass.
No reason. But we had last week we touched on a who, what, when, where, why, and I gave him some phrases like that. You know what? After having one show without you, I really appreciate having you.
I know. It's almost like you're going back to that. Who, where, what, why? Why are you with her? Why are you with him?
All those good questions you could ask. Actually, the only little sidekick I had last week was our daughter, Ava, and you guys just heard her. Maybe you heard her on here sometimes, but they make a lot of noise here at home. Yes, we missed you, Mr. Waskahad. Welcome back to the Cree Chatter Hour. If you're just tuning in, maybe this is the first time you're ever hearing the Cree Chatter Hour, but the Cree Chatter Hour is here to help you guys build your strength and your confidence speaking Cree. And, you know, I really like to help out the people who are just learning Cree because we know how that feels to just start your language journey. And I think it's a beautiful journey to take, Chi Dallas.
Yeah, I think that what you're trying to say is the platform we're trying to create for Keanu is how to speak in that Nehiyowin.
With some confidence.
With some confidence when you go to see Chief and Council.
Like you. Use these words if you're, even if you're not from Frog Lake, come and use these words to ask Dallas for some sunya.
Yeah, or you can come say it. Remember, I used to always say that to everybody. Kitayo out si sunya.
Yeah. Have you heard that yet?
No, not yet, Moya. Because we just give it away.
But for those of you, I just mentioned it last week too, why you weren't here, because you know you're a councilman now, you're in leadership. And Egua, how do you feel?
Well, you know what? You know, it has its days that it's myosin. It has its days where it's guy myosin.
Or it's good or where it's no good. You're supposed to say it like Tantu says it on Legends of the Fall.
Guy myosin. Yeah. That's what was so confusing, right? Because like knowing that, you know, when you're saying guy, it's not, right? So, but because in that scene, they're saying that, you know, they were asking how she was doing or something about Tristan, right?
Yeah.
No, but I think it
was Tristan.
Yeah. And then like, and she was like, guy myosin. So I thought, oh, he's doing good. But she said he's not doing good.
If you've tuned in with us for a few episodes, almost every episode we reference Legends of the Fall.
Because it was like almost one of the first movies that had Nehiyowin.
Yeah, one of the first mainstream movies you could hear Nehiyowin, Plains Cree. And I thought that was so deadly, you know. The late Gordon Tatusis.
Absolutely.
Was an amazing speaker, and he represented our Cree people well, you know, on that stage and film and TV. So that was an amazing movie. We still like watching it to this day.
Yeah, we watch it every Aboriginal Day on June 21st.
No, we don't.
And every month on June 20th.
On FA?
Yeah. Guy Miasin.
Guy Miasin. That's Guy Miasin.
But yeah, you know, again, no wagumaganak, guad no wigamagan, nanaskumun. I'm so happy to be back, and it's just exciting to be back doing our radio show. It does give me that time to, you know, to
just be yourself.
Just
Chief.
Be Nia. Nia. Moikiano. Just Nia.
Nia pago. Speaking, you know, we're well into Nipin.
Neepin. Oh,
I said neepin. Ratata.
Hukusamaki.
You know what? Do you know what you talk about Carl Quinn and his awesome Cree music all the time? We need to get him on the show and do an interview with him.
Every time I see Carl Quinn, I hug him because he's like an angel to me or something.
While you sing his songs enough. Speaking of summertime, though, we're that Batsamoan season started already. We were in BC this past weekend. It was beautiful over there with the Okanagan Indian Band. It was their first ever powwow. They had it one day last year just to kind of test out their arbor. We got to go for that. But this was their first full powwow. Congratulations to the Okanagan Indian Band on their successful first Bart Simuin that they've ever had. It was an amazing turnout. You know, I grew up a part of my life in BC, and I know the vibe of those powwows over there is a lot different from out here. It's real laid back. And
it is.
You know, everyone's pretty friendly over there. You know, everybody's kind of getting a little political now in powwows, especially on social media. You guys just enjoy it.
Come join leadership if you want to get political at powwows.
Yeah, you could go in Grand Entry. Hey, have you went in Grand Entry yet?
No, I haven't.
I thought you did at the Frog Lake powwow.
I did at the Frog Lake school powwow, yeah.
Oh, there that was you cool. go.
I was just jamming real deadly there. And a lot of people were just laughing, so... But going back to the BC powwows, my love, it was so cool. It was laid back, wonderful people over there. And it was so exciting because we ran into a couple of our family and friends over there. We ran into Mr. Magoo.
That's right, in Nippy School. Mr. Magoo and Nippy, we seen them over there. She actually has a son that comes from that band over there. So that's so nice to run into people in unexpected places. See, all the Nehiyawak, we always find each other no matter where we are.
But get this, Nawigamagan, Mr. Magoo is a very fluent speaker.
Really?
Yeah, he's a really fluent speaker, and it's wonderful because we got to talk to him in that Nehiyawak language, mm-hmm. but his dialect is up north.
Oh, really?
So the TH or...
Woodland?
Woodland, sorry. Yeah, Woodland.
They're Woodland yeah. Cree.
So he speaks wonderful, and it's good to communicate in the language. Did you know Mr. Mergu has a son over there in where were you?
Vernon.
In Kumsack or whatever. Kumsack.
Kamasket.
Kamasket. Holy shit. Oops. Eguamar. He's got a son there. Yeah. He came out there and seen his son too. His son is Bonte, son child. Kikos is Monty.
I thought Monty was from Sunchild. That's why his name is Monty.
Yeah, but
Sunchild.
That's Mr. Magoo's son. You know, Kikos is
how old is he? About the same age? Were they born at the same time?
They were born the same time. You know what I feel like? I feel like Beetlejuice. But going back to before I go off topic and ask now, Mr. Magoo, for coming out there in Kanihio. And it's nice to speak with that guy. He's a wonderful Nehiyo speaker.
Hey, speaking of powwows, I heard that Frog Lake just confirmed their date for their powwow.
Yeah, we had an intense meeting with Taxi.
They got to make a freaking series, a series yeah. about, like, you know, powwow.
Because you have intense powwow meetings too, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it's yeah. it's a whole different, you know what, to me, I think powwow committees, it's a short-term council leadership role. That's what I think it is. And that's what it feels like, because the same kind of meetings you guys have.
Is what you have in council meetings.
Yeah, but you're combining it like in 1 month, 2 months before your powwow.
Yeah.
And then you disappear.
Actually, we're a new committee again. 2 weeks. We're already only 2 weeks away from our powwow. So come on out to Saddle Lake Powwow. June 25th, 23rd, 23rd, 24th, 25th is what I meant.
Yes. And sorry, I went off topic. Nawigamagan, you were telling me about Frog Lake Powwow. Yes, we moved our dates to July 25th, 26th, 27th during the week.
Right on. So you guys, you know, everybody knows our territory here in Treaty 6 territory as being powwow territory, where you can literally go to powwow weekend right into the week. You can powwow literally straight through summer if you wanted to. I think that's an awesome idea. I can't wait to see the crowd that comes into Sad Lake and you guys come back around this area for Frog Lake Powwow during the week, later on in July. You guys have a beautiful arbor there, too.
Yes, again, the dates are July 25th, 26th, 27th. Sorry. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
I wasn't trying to cut your powwow off, okay? It's because you're on your powwow committee and I'm on mine.
I'm coming after your
powwow. Powwow wars. Who is boy like storage
ooh,
wars?
That's a good one, powwow wars. Yeah, no, and you know what? So with our powwow being during the week on the last week of July, that means all the weekends and weekdays are booked in July for Bat Simuin.
Wow.
Because we looked at all the dates and there was no availability during the week, but then we found that those 3 days that were open.
So there's nothing during that? It's going to be a good turnout
then. It's all booked
then.
In July for Bat Simuin. And the first 2 weeks in August as well are booked during the week. So it's just like, holy man, powwows are just submerged.
Yeah, you see that? And you guys can find that. We'll actually share it. Oh, don't forget. Join the Cree Chatter Hour group page on Facebook. We'll share that powwow list on there of all the powwows throughout Indian country. There's a few of there that might not be on there, but if you guys feel free to share your posters that you may not see on there. under that post. I'm excited. Like, this is going to be a really good year. I know this coming up weekend, there's a bunch of people heading down to Muckleshoot, Washington, which was one of my favorite powwows when we first started traveling Cree Confederation 15 years ago. Hint, hint, we should go back there.
I know. And what, this weekend too, locally, it's Drift Pile Cree Nation.
That's right.
Yeah, there are another community that moved their dates off that. There's like 12 powwows August, yeah. The first week in August. Oh, wow.
Drift Pile is always a good time too, and they treat everybody who comes to visit really good. And it's right off the highway. Like, the powwow literally is right off the highway. So you drive that way, you shouldn't get lost.
Moya, it's a wonderful celebration, Nick, there with our relatives, our woodland relatives, I guess,
and,
too, right?
What are they? That young group, that young powwow group.
Oh, Young, Wild, and
Young, Cree. Wild, and Cree. Check them out. There's some young boys from Drift Pile started their own group. Actually, they got our group to kind of initiate them into the powwow last Drift Pile powwow. I remember going to, what was it, last year?
2 years ago.
2 years ago already?
I say, yeah. And it was one of the first powwows back after the pandemic.
And then we also, right after that, went to Soto Powwow in Saskatchewan. Wow, yeah. After that, we were just burnt out forever.
All forever, mana. And that was...
Gagige, forever.
But again, yeah, you were talking about Wild, Young, and Cree. Those are my new
Young, summit. Wild, and Cree, honey.
Yep. So there's Showcase, Belrose, Mixo, and Miquan. So my little Noosamucks, I call them my baby girls. We did get to initiate them, and we were very lucky and thankful for that. Me and Monty actually got to pray with them. So,
The Muslims
we
are.
Like the Muslims we are.
No, that's beautiful, though. You know, it's beautiful to see things like that still going on, where you see the older generation, you know, kind of mentoring the younger generation like that. That's beautiful to witness, and that's exactly how we keep things like our language, our culture, songs, everything going. And you know, that was cool of you guys to do that.
Beauty.
Beauty. You just scared me.
Beauty.
I think another powwow coming up here right away, Siksika, though, right?
Siksika.
Is that next weekend?
July, first week in July.
Oh, the weekend after Saddle Lake. Okay.
Uh-huh.
For those of you wanting to inquire about Saddle Lake, you know, we have a poster out. Just search it up and it should pop up there. You're listening to the powwow president right now, speaking right now.
And those of you who want to inquire about Frog Lake powwow, since I'm powwow president, no, I'm not powwow president though, but I can't wait for Saddle Lake. It's going to be the first one that kicks off.
And you get the dance and grand entry there.
Yep, I'm going to dance. No shirt, Pogo. Magiway shirt.
No shoes, no socks, shoes. Old style.
Yeah, just in my ginch. And
what's good? Speaking of that, though, you know, we're excited to have a celebration back in our community. Again, we are a new powwow committee. We have some awesome specials. I do know one of our departments there is sponsoring a really big men's traditional special. It's like 3,000, 2,000, 1,000, like that. There's like 5 places and everybody gets a Pendleton too. Come on out, men's traditional dancers. We also have a women's traditional memorial special for Blue Sky Makokas, sponsored by the Makokas family. That's a woman's traditional special. We have a junior boys traditional special. We have a hat and boot special. You guys see that?
Ooh.
That's what our chief and council's sponsoring this year. We also have a memorial trick song special in both categories, men's and women's. That's teens and up on both sides. So you guys coming out. Those are the ones I could just name off the top of my head, but I know there's a couple more.
Any singing specials the Saddle Lake putting on this
year? They actually added a backup singing contest.
Oh, nice.
But I don't think we have a hand jump special or anything like that this year. We'll have some pretty cool stuff to offer next year, though.
Oh,
thanks,
awesome.
Thanks for giving us that idea.
Absolutely. So Frog Lake's putting on an intertribal singing special, and we're also putting on a one-man and three-man hand drum contest.
You're just
absolutely. And we're doing a Saturday night singing special for the drum.
Hold on, I'm going to stop this. Somebody unplug his mic.
That's the good thing about getting a powwow singer involved into this Batsimuin, so you can add... You know, just to kind of take care of our singers, acknowledge them. I think sometimes we tend to forget to acknowledge.
Am I allowed to keep in? Am I allowed to compete in Frog Lake?
You're allowed to compete in Frog Lake. Yeah, no. Yeah, no, you're in there.
Try, won't. I'm actually. I can't, since you know my man's on council.
Oh yeah, I didn't even get to use that. Keep the change. I'm on council.
Whose sound is that?
That's like
TikTok,
I think. Yeah. Oh no, that's Emery.
Emery Burninggrass.
I should literally run into that guy somewhere. But you know what? That guy's been busy. I see he's been traveling quite a bit with. Emery and Donnie. So they're pretty busy. Wow. And then congrats to them then. Mm-hmm. Oh, Maya, that'd be nice. You know what? We can make it. Kistamana Emery Burning was Kani Hill and Kani Tani Hill and he's very
as an
fluid.
MC. Remember, he actually MCs Kainai Powwow.
Yeah, so we'll work with him there too.
Right on. Emery, Alexander, Xavier. Oops, all his names. Yep. He always says that he's my ex, that little puppet.
And it's so funny because he tried to do this little segment about Fawn and
going into Onion Lake.
Yeah, when they had their security and he just got a lot of backlash for that.
Because they knew I was with Dallas and they found it offensive. But he actually asked us, he's like, hey, is it okay if I do this skit? I'm going to pull in the security and tell them, like, if Fawn Wood comes, my ex or something. He said something funny to the security people. He posted the video and got real lots of, like, heat from people, like, sticking up for our relationship.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool, though.
That was real cool.
You guys stick around right after these messages, though. Don't go far. There's still some more Cree Chatter Hour right after this break.